Hope, it's what many of us do feel as we embark on this first full week of this brand new year. Aside from an end to the pandemic, maybe you have other wishes for 2021. We asked some of the guests we had on the show over the weekend for their thoughts.
My name is Virginia Chandler, and my wish for 2021 would be that we would try to go back to the Beatitudes that are in a lot of Bibles. After 95 years of time, I have seen where we have turmoil and problems like we have now. We are missing something, and we're missing it big, and we better stop and think.
My name is Mike Terich, and I am a teacher in California. And what I'm looking forward to in 2021 is getting back to sports, getting back to coaching football, letting all these kids have the outlet that has helped them so much throughout their lives and really feel a sense of achievement and connection and belonging. That's something that I miss tremendously, and I just can't wait to get back to it.
My name is Lachelle Shipp. I am a teacher, and my hope for 2021 is to fulfill all of the things that I have been wanting to do for so long. I recently just started writing a book. I also just celebrated my 8-year anniversary. And so I'm looking forward just to more love and more life.
My name is Mayuka Muli, and I am one of the co-authors of One of the Good Ones. My hope for 2021 is that we can take some of the lessons that we've learned from 2020 and begin applying them in 2021, specifically around racial injustice. And I really do hope and believe that we can move towards a more equitable future for all of us. So don't let me down, everybody.
Hi, I'm Maritza Mulit. I'm an author, and my hope for 2021 is to be kinder to myself, because I tend to give myself a lot of goals that might be unrealistic. And if I don't get everything done, it's okay. And just be kinder.
Kindness, it's a theme. I echo that. It's a new year, people. Let's do better and be kind, not only to ourselves,